Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, you want to get those Michelle Obama arms. You don't want to look too bulky, ladies. I know how you feel about doing bicep exercises and back as well. You don't want some big German swimmer back, but you do want it to look gorgeous in your summer slinky dresses. So your in-home trainers are right here to help you today. I'm here with Neil Pyer. He's nationally noted expert on fitness and personal trainer and the president of Inspire Training. Inspire Training Systems. So we are going to inspire you today. Welcome to the show, Neil. Let's start with back and biceps. What do we do
Thanks,
first, back
Melanie.
Or biceps?
Well, you know what? Interesting you should ask. if we go back, we did a segment back in January called Real Fitness Results, Getting Back to Basics. And the message in that segment was really about what the body does. Fitness programs, fitness equipment, all different types come and go. The body still does very basic certain movements that really don't change over time. And two of those movements that we talked about were pulling and pushing with the upper body. We either pull in towards us with our arms or we push away with our arms. Today we're going to talk about the pulling motion. The pulling motion involves the back muscles. Some of us might call those the posterior upper body chain. But the back muscles are the ones that pull things in towards you. And because you're using your hands to grab onto whatever it is you're pulling in, your biceps or the flexors of the elbow are also involved. So anytime you're talking about pulling motions, you're talking about your back muscles and your biceps. Now, as far as selecting exercises for those muscle groups, you should always select back exercises first before you go on to biceps. Now, why is that? You look down at your arm and look at that cute little bicep you have there, okay? And now compare the size of that muscle to this big muscle across your whole back, right? Your back muscles are much bigger. There's more muscle mass. They tend to be much stronger. They also have a leverage advantage. So you're talking about muscles that should be able to withstand and move load or lift the weight much more weight, your back muscles, versus your cute little bicep you have there. So
you want to do the bigger muscles first, those lats.
Exactly.
Trapezius,
you work your back muscles first before you fatigue your smaller muscle.
Okay, so back muscles, you were talking about pulling in. That usually means rows, whether it's on a machine or with dumbbells or with cable or with tubing. So pull in for us. Teach us how to do rows.
Okay, I would do two things. Number one, a rowing movement where you have the load is coming from in front of you. It's somewhere in front of you. So let's say you have, you're home. You don't have a lot of equipment. You don't have a gym. You're home and you have a band, an elastic band. And that elastic band, you want to wrap around something that is steady and stationary and isn't going to go anywhere when you pull on it. And you want to pull from an extended arm position in front of you. You want to pull the bands back towards you, pulling your elbows back behind you so that your hands end up around where your ribs are. And that is the classic rowing motion. You extend forward and you flex backward. That would be a rowing exercise that you can do with a band, with tubing. If you have machines, you're at the gym, there are several variations of rowers that you're able to use, rowing machines, to accomplish the same thing. Again, the equipment is variable. The movement is the same. It's a rowing motion.
What about with dumbbells?
Well, you can do it with dumbbells too, but then you have to change your body position. What do I mean by that? Because dumbbells, essentially the weight involved with dumbbells is gravity, and it's pulling straight down towards the ground. If you're going to do that rowing motion so that the load is pulling your hands forward and then you're pulling the weight back towards you, you have to flex at the hip, hopefully with a beautiful neutral spine so that you're nice and strong in the lower back and you don't injure yourself. And you're rowing by pulling the dumbbells in towards you again, same motion, and then extending down towards the floor. So you're in a bent over position. Still, it's the same movement, and still you're loading in the same direction.
Okay, now, Neil, before we get to biceps, one of my favorite exercises, I have a couple of favorites, but chin-ups. Whether they're pull-ups, where your arms are, where your hands are turned forward, or chin-ups, where your hands are facing toward you. People cannot do them a lot, so I always have people start up and then slowly lower down, or start on a chair, or maybe have somebody give them. What do you think of chin-ups? Because I just love that exercise.
Well, my it's one of my absolute favorite upper body movements, but so few people can do them effectively, safely, and in enough repetitions that you're actually going to get some real benefit. Now, the movement still does not change. It is a pull. If you can't pull up, you can pull down. And you're looking at a pulling down from above movement. So you take the same bands or tubing or a cable machine or anything like that, and the weight, the handles are up above, and you're going to pull down towards your chest. I guess your hands come down towards your chest when you're in that flex position because you're pulling down, and then back up fully extended overhead. One of the things I found in working with a lot of athletes is that it is one of the key upper body movements that relate or correlate with athleticism, with speed, with power, with all those things. It's an ideal movement for almost anybody so long as you're able to do your prescribed repetition range, which should be between 8 and 12 repetitions in general, speaking generally, and 2 to 3 sets every time you do your workout. So if you're doing pull-downs, if you're doing pull-ups, whatever the pulling motion or rows or any combination, you should be looking for those 2 to 3 exercises of that movement or 2 to 3 sets of that movement. 8 to 12 repetitions is a nice range to work from. And those last couple of reps that you do every set, really you should be hitting fatigue. You should be getting to the point where, wow, I can't do another perfect repetition.
And so you want to do 2 to 3 sets, and
right,
you want to do 8 to 12, and we've talked about so far about 3 exercises, the pulling motions, the pulling down, the pulling up, the pulling across motions. Now, we don't have a whole lot of time left, but we got to hit some bicep exercises.
But we have, we have the cute little muscle on your upper arm, the bicep,
yes,
and all the elbow flexors. There are a couple of muscles in there, and you mentioned before about the different grips in the pull-up. The thing that really changes with the pull-up is which upper arm muscles you're utilizing or emphasizing when you're doing the pulling motion. So by changing the position of your forearm as you're doing an elbow flexion movement, you can emphasize different muscles. Bottom line is that you want to do what we call an elbow flexion or a bicep curl type of movement. And you can do that with the same band, the same tubing, a dumbbell, a soup can or milk carton, anything that you have handy that where you can apply some load and do multiple repetitions is what you're looking for. But essentially, you're extending down, if you're using gravity, extending down towards the ground and then flexing the elbow all the way up and then all the way down, fully extending. And you're working all of your pulling muscles by working your back and your biceps.
Are you a fan, we only have 30 seconds left here, Neil, but are you a fan of very slow? People always ask, how fast should they do that exercise?
I like a standard tempo of extending into a 4 count, a 2 to 4 count, and then flexing up in a 2 count. So you can go anywhere from count 2 up, count 2 down, count 2 up, count 2 down, or up to 4 on the way down, because you tend to be able to let down more load, more weight, than you can flex and lift up.
So there you are, bicep curls, rows, the pulling motion, a chin-up or pull-down activity. All of these are ways to work your upper back, your middle back, and those cute little biceps that Neil is discussing. And these are ways that you can absolutely do it right now. You can take what we did, what we just talked about, use cable, use soup cans, use dumbbells, use anything you can to get those muscles worked. And that's you can do it every day or skip a day in between. You know, these are great exercises, and you will notice the difference right away. You're listening to Train Your Body. That's what we're doing. Stay well.